Welcome in this special Sunday edition of On Texas Football. My name is Jerry Hamilton, on the road here in Jacksonville, Florida. First couple days on the road, went to Saraland High in Mobile to see KJ Lacy, four-star quarterback commitment for the Texas Longhorns. Then on Friday, went from Mobile over to Carrollton, Georgia, to Mount Zion High for a sectional track meet to see Kevin Wynn, four-star defensive lineman, who just recently set up an official visit to Texas for June 14th through 16th after Kenny Baker stopped by the school Tuesday. I had a chance to sit down with both of these guys for lengthy interviews, and I wanted to bring those to you guys, all the Texas fans out there. Again, KJ Lacy, four-star quarterback commitment from Saraland High, sat in at his practice on Thursday, then on Friday, went to Carrollton, Georgia to see Kevin Wynn, 6'2", 315-pound defensive lineman from Greene County, who is down to four schools. Those four schools are Georgia, South Carolina, Texas, and Florida State. He'll visit all those schools in June. KJ Lacy remains committed to Texas. Auburn was at the practice that day. They were three deep with the coaching staff watching KJ Lacy. His official visit to Texas is June 21st. Through 23rd. All right, Texas fans, enjoy these two interviews with two of the top targets for the Longhorns in the 25 class.
On Texas Football here with KJ Lacy, Texas quarterback commitment. KJ, kind of let's start with the spring, man. Second day of spring ball. Y'all have a 14-day window, spring game coming up in 2 weeks. What are you working on this spring as a player?
Getting our chemistry down with our new players that came in this year. Just being an overall leader of the team, you know, taking over that leadership role. I feel like doing that take a really big step in our team, you know, since we lost so many people last year, and you know, just working on my accuracy, ball placement, just seeing the defense better, just making quicker decisions overall.
As a young quarterback that's maturing now,
right,
senior year, is this when you start getting to make some checks at the line? You make some calls along the line, right? Is that one of the big things that's coming for you as a senior?
I feel like I've been doing that in the whole high school career,
yeah.
Honestly. The check part, the O-lines, you know, I can tell them slide wherever if I feel like it's a blitz coming from somewhere else. I think it kind of started in the middle of last year, so It's not really a really big switch coming in, but I feel like it's going to be like a really big leadership role, like I said.
Where do you think you've improved as a player from last year to your senior year?
Making quicker decisions and, you know, finding the easy completions most of the time, and then also, you know, not forcing the ball where I need to. Like forcing it all the time, but you know, just making the smart plays and taking my shots when I need to.
Yeah, and obviously you put on some good weight, man.
Yes, sir.
But what did you play at last year? What are you at now?
I played at around like 170 maybe the whole year last year, and I'm around like 186, 187 right now.
Okay, you feel that strength, man?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you feel
yeah.
it, right?
Yes,
everything
sir.
You do.
Oh yeah.
Okay, talk about your basketball background, right?
Right.
We talked about this. You're a point guard, right?
Yes, sir.
Talk about the similarities there from point guard to quarterback, and just the sports mind, the sports understanding in general, and how that helps you at quarterback.
At point guard, you know, you're bringing up ball up the court every time, so just finding your teammates in space when you need to, and then also taking those shots that you're always going to have. You know, you have the ball, your primary ball handler the whole time, so you get to control what's going on in the court. And I think the same thing as football, as a quarterback, you control where the ball goes and how it gets there, and if you score touchdowns or not.
What is kind of talk about, you were at Texas for the spring game.
Right.
What impressed you about Texas at the spring game before we get to your talk with Sarkisian and Coach Milwee? What impressed you about Texas at the spring game?
You know, just the overall quarterback play, offensive play, weapons everywhere, you know. Everybody thought losing X and AD, all those guys, JT, everybody thought it was going to be a problem, but I don't think anybody's going to fall off at all. The new guys like Wingo and – you know, Bond, everybody's going to take over this year.
What do you talk with any of the Texas quarterbacks when you're there? Do you kind of pick their brain, ask any questions like Quinn or Arch or Trey Owens? Have you talked to any of those guys before?
Right, yes, sir. I talk to Quinn and Arch every time I go up there.
Yeah.
Mostly, I get a pretty good conversation with Arch all the time just because I've known him for a long time.
Right.
The quarterback country thing. So,
yeah, exactly.
And also just hearing stuff that he says from David Morris over at QB Country also.
What does Art say about Texas to you?
He loves it. We posted one of his things, touchdown pass to Bond.
Yeah.
He just takes me back to, he said, like, you're next. So,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
So then obviously you met with Steve Sarkisian, right, at the spring game or
right.
when you were there. What are y'all's conversations like? What has he kind of told you about, you know, I guess Texas and his plans for you?
Right. Taking over that recruiting role, getting some of those players to, you know, lock in on these official visits that are coming up. And, you know, just keeping, you know, like conversation going with the other guys that are like committed to other places and, you know, all that. But he's just ready for me to get in so we can work. So.
And was that the first trip your parents made with you?
They came last year for – it was something else. I forgot what they came. Yeah. Pool party.
Okay, yeah, pool party. Yes, well, so what were their thoughts? I mean, obviously parents see it from their right, eyes. Yes, you see it from your eyes. What were their thoughts on the spring game visit?
Yeah, that was their first live game, right. Really, you know, seeing a practice or anything. So they loved it. My mom always loves coming out to Austin with me. She came to a practice the week before, I think. So she's – you know, everybody's loving it. So
yeah. See. Yeah, and so I think Coach Milwee's coming out to see you next week. How's right. being able to talk? What are those conversations like? Is it more life? Is it more football? Kind of, y'all have known each other in the process so long now.
Right. Most of it's just, it's kind of a mixture. He asked me how the family's doing, how our team's doing, all that. Then he'll tell me about how the quarterbacks are doing during the spring or the practices is going on. So, you know, they had like a little cookout thing going on during the draft and yeah. just talking about life on us.
Well, so when you watch Texas, you study the scheme. Are there similarities to what y'all do here? Are there some similar calls, similar plays, things y'all run? Obviously, Coach Kelly's one of the best offensive coaches around. Are there some similarities there?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, for sure. You know, just the way we use our, like, our receivers, like our main, like our X guy, or any of them in general, just moving the ball around. Our running backs have a really big, like, part in the game also, so. The offense is definitely similar. Seeing that while they're playing, they run a couple of the plays that we run. We run some of the same plays. So, yes, sir, for sure.
If I asked you for the most important things for a quarterback, what would you say the most important keys are for a quarterback to really maximize the position?
Right, leadership and knowledge, honestly, just knowing the game and, you know, if somebody – and also learning. So the biggest part is the learning part because everybody's going to have something to teach you just to add on to your game. So once you get those three things down, then you know, going places.
And as a senior, where do you truly want to improve? Is there one area that you're looking at? Okay, I've watched my junior tape.
Right.
I went back through my junior season. This is one area I want to get better as a senior.
Finding my running back more. You know, check downs, always finding those because most times in our players, our running backs open a lot, but. I tend to, like sometimes last year, I didn't go to him all the time, but the times that I dig the ball to him, he made a really big plays. So definitely that. And then, like I said, ball placement also.
All right, that's Sarah Lang, 4-star quarterback, KJ Lacy, committed to the University of Texas. Thank you, KJ. Sure. All right, on Texas football here with Greene County 4-star defensive lineman, Kevin Wynn. Kevin, Texas defensive line coach Kenny Baker was by the school Tuesday. That was your first time meeting Coach Baker. What were your initial impressions?
Hey, man, he sounded like a very genuine guy, man. He got a very genuine guy. He's, you know, very straightforward. He was just, like, getting to know everybody. Like, even he would ask the people about me and what type of person I am. Am I a good person? Do I help people? You know, just getting background knowledge on me, you know.
And you decided to set up an official visit for the June 14th through 16th. And you've never been out to Texas before, so what made you decide to set that visit up?
Well, I know Texas had came late in the game and recruited with me, and I told them I was interested, but, like, you know, they came in late, so I was like, I do got to give them a chance. You know, I wanted to come down there and see them as well because, you know, it's Texas, so I wanted to come down there and see what they got more to offer.
Have you ever watched Texas play? Did you watch them play last year at all?
I think I haven't, like, really had time to get glimpses of the game, but I've seen highlights on,
yeah,
you know, YouTube and stuff.
So what did Coach Baker tell you about the University of Texas?
Hey, it's a great place. They build a lot of things. They have, you know, they're building it. You know, they got everything we need, night facilities, like, really everything.
So you're down to four schools. Your official visits are Georgia May 31st through June 2nd. South Carolina 7th through 9th, Texas the 14th through 16th, and Florida State the 21st through 23rd. So take me through those. Your thoughts on Georgia right now, heading into the official visits.
Well, yeah, Georgia, you know, 40 minutes away, you know, Georgia, you know, 40 minutes away. Trey, he's a great guy. Kirby, great guy. All those, all genuine guys.
When's the last time you were on campus there?
They G-Day.
G-Day? Yeah. Kind of what was their message to you?
Like I said, 40 minutes away, right at hometown, you know.
So I heard South Carolina's made a good move for you over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
What is it about South Carolina you're liking?
I like the people down there. Well, I like the people everywhere I've been to so far. But like, I like Coach T-Rod. He's a very great guy, honestly. He's like one of those people you call on. If you need anything, he got you. But they really got a lot of, they offer me the more stuff that I want to do outside of football.
Right.
It's really a big factor in what I want to take inside of my recruitment. Well, whoever can help me more on what I want to do outside of football, really going to have a
We're going to hit on that in a second because it's going to be interesting to all fans. And then we talked about Texas. What about Florida State? Because they've been there with you for a while, and they get the last official visit. What are your thoughts on Florida State?
Hey, Florida State. Yeah, I love Florida State, man. They've been with me since my freshman year. That was actually my first offer. Ever since then, Coach Odell, he's been on me. I've been talking to him. We've been in a great relationship.
Yeah, and when's the last time you were on campus at FSU? Yeah.
Two,
spring practice?
Yeah. No, I didn't make it to spring.
Oh, you make it to spring practice. Did you go to any spring practices?
For FSU?
Just anywhere?
Oh, yeah, I have. I've been to Georgia's. I've been to South Carolina's. Okay. I've been to Tennessee's.
Okay. Okay.
And, UAB's. I've been to a couple.
So, well, how hard was it to cut that list of four?
Pretty hard, honestly.
Yeah.
Pretty hard. It's pretty hard to cut that list down, to be honest.
So, now let's talk a little bit about off the field, okay? You want to be a chef. That's not one I hear a lot in recruiting, man. What is it? Why is that your love?
Well, growing up, my dad's side of the family always been good at grilling and smoking food, like grilled food, anything, fried food, anything. My mom's side, I would be good at like bacon, soul food, everything at that side. So, like, when I was watching them, you know, growing up, it was like, man, crazy thing that I really haven't, like, tried to go deep into, like, recipes until, like, when I got into high school and all this stuff. It basically, like, I go in there, I see, and I just start cooking. It just came out delicious. So.
What is it you love about football?
Contact.
Yeah? Physicality?
Yeah.
So is everybody kind of recruiting you to play a little bit over the ball, mostly one tech type of thing, like a nose guard, a tilt, a shade? Is that what people are telling you?
So mostly, it's like really I could play everything, like from seven down if they need me to.
Yeah.
But they mostly want me interior, so like 3-1. So even some places that, you know, wanted me to play nose majority of the time, I can't do that because I'm more twitchy and faster.
Yeah, yeah. You're quick.
Than most people. So I was like, I like the 3 technique because, like, I think I like penetration. I like to go after the ball. I don't want to sit. Yeah. I mean, if I got to, I could take on blocks and stuff, but I'd rather go upfield. And I like to pursue and get after the ball.
What's this recruiting process been like for you? And what are you kind of looking for at the official visits as you get closer to a decision?
Can you say it one more time?
What's the process been like for you? Has it been better, worse than you thought, more stressful than you thought?
Definitely more stressful than I thought. You know, at first I thought, okay, it's going to be cool. And then everybody started coming in. I was like, okay, I really got to manage this.
No, you're good. And so you got to manage it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So entering the official visits, are you a guy that's going to go in with questions, or do you kind of sit back?
Both.
Yeah?
Because, like I said, I want to do make sure what I want to do. When I go to college, I want to see if I can see myself. Sorry, it's all this wind.
I know. You're good.
Can I see myself being there for 4 to 6 years? Great facility, great people. And like I said, a bit heavily factor is, like, what I want to do outside of football. So if you can offer me a lot more than the other people that I also like and got a great relationship and everything, that's self-explanatory.
Who else have you talked to from Texas? Has it just been Kenny Baker? Have you talked to Coach Sarkisian, anybody else on the staff?
Just Coach Baker.
Just Coach Baker. Going over that one more time, you know, what is it that he's kind of told you that impressed you? Because you've been on campus everywhere else you're going to officially visit. You haven't been to Texas. So what is it that really impressed you?
How he carried himself, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell he's a, like, great guy. He got a strong faith. I also have a strong faith. I do a lot of ministries and Christian Young Life, you know, all types of, like, Christian ministries and all that stuff. So, like, I think I kind of related with him, and he liked to help people, too, I could tell, and I love helping people, so. What, I feel like it's a great connection.
How hard do you think it's going to be to make a decision, and when do you want to make a decision?
Probably towards the end of June to August, before my football season starts.
Right. How hard is it going to be? How difficult is it going to be?
Pretty hard, I'm not going to lie. But it all depends on what happens on my OV next.
Yeah.
Through that time, the like, more information I gather, the more information I see when I get there, and more I dig into.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so what are your ultimate goals with football? I know what your ultimate goal in life is, to be a chef. What's your ultimate goals with football? Last question.
Ultimate goal in football, make myself better as a person. Use football to what I want to do in life, obviously, you know. And win some ball games.
All right. That is Kevin Wynn, Greene County four-star here in the Peach State. This is On Texas Football. Thank you, Kev.
No problem.